seconds. We're starting here to get the dirt on your dad first, yeah. That we can bring over to
him. Well, I'm the guy for the dirt on my dad. My mom's not here, so I'll produce.
So I guess the first question is, you've had kind of the fast rise. Is your head spinning a little bit about how fast you've gone from, you know, going out there looking to colleges to the responsibilities you have?
Well, it really started before that. It was it's been just a change in thinking for the past 5 years, 3 or 4 or 5 years. Before I got into scouting, I practiced law at a law firm in Alabama, and so the opportunity came to get in the NFL a few years ago, and so it was a change in mindset from practicing law on a day-to-day basis to going to scouting. And so it was a change in professions, which is always a hard thing to do, but I felt like I was young enough and was married but didn't have any kids, so the responsibilities weren't such at the time where it was a huge shift in a lifestyle. And so I went from practicing law to scouting players, but I'd played in college and did some things when I practiced law, representing coaches in contract negotiations and representing universities in different disputes. And so there was an element to my practice that involved sports. So I'd always been tied in with it, but I took the step back to scout. And then in January, the opportunity came to blend some of the skills that I used practicing law into what I'm doing now. And so basically, it just the new job has allowed me to use the skill set that I was using before I was scouting. And then I could take the tools from scouting on a day-to-day evaluation of players and understanding what the grind is to be a scout and be on the road and do those things. So it was really a good base to have in player personnel, and I feel like I already had somewhat of a base as far as contracts and negotiations and big picture things go from practicing law. And so it was basically a blending of expertise that happened in January, but certainly, so to speak, you know, every day has been a different day, but it's been a process where I feel like we've got good people here, and everybody's got certain strengths, and I feel like, you know, I bring a background of practicing law to the table, and then scouting to the table, and so those are some of the things that I've been able to give input into, but it's been a wild ride, no doubt, since I've been here.
So how does it feel to be part of the first family of Denver sports now, you and your dad?
I'll tell you, it is, you know, it's been interesting. He's still dad, but when you get to work, I think the unique thing is I think we've got a different set of skills that we can bring to the table, and we can be brutally honest with each other at times and how we feel, and we can really bounce ideas off each other, knowing that at the end of the day, there's going to be a trust and a mutual respect. There's no fear there of hurting feelings, so to speak, and sometimes you have to pull back because you can be too comfortable with each other at times, and you got to remember it's a professional environment. But there's certainly an open line of communication, and it's a deal where, you know, I feel like I'm honored to be able to work with him, because there's not many people who get to work with their father who they're close to, and so it's a neat deal, and it's something that I enjoy, and really it's a unique opportunity. But you know, working with him and working with Coach Shanahan, and then having Brian here now, is it's a heck of a team to have, and we all it's unique because we all bring something different to the table, and that's what's fun about it.
It's unusual. I mean, you have you know, not a lot of father son combos. I mean, Jerry Jones and his kid, but you know, do you look at it and go, wow, this, you know, Denver Broncos are one of probably the most popular team in the city. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And you and your dad have big roles with maybe the biggest sports franchise in the state.
You know, I don't really think of it that way. I think of it as we both have jobs to do, and sometimes they overlap, and a lot of times they don't. There'll be a lot of days where I'm working on something totally different than he is, and so I haven't really thought of it in that manner. I look at him when I'm here as a coworker, and I know he's very good at what he does. He coached for 20-something years. before he got into scouting, and then he worked his way up in college scouting to where he is now. And so he's got an expertise that he brings to the table that I can rely on when we're talking about who we want to bring in and add to our organization. He can look at things from a coaching perspective, which I think is unique in the personnel department area. And he and Brian both are guys who bring a unique twist to what we have in our front office. And I think I bring a little bit different dimension. I probably look through things more with lawyer eyes a lot of times, which can be good and bad. But he looks through things with coach's eyes a lot of times. But we have an open line of communication, which is important. And it's gone extremely smooth. And free agency, you guys were able to see what we did this year. And then the draft, we thought, you know, you always look back 3 years later and you have a better idea of what you got. But we got exactly what we wanted draft weekend. And so we felt very good about it.
Jeff, what is your primary responsibility?
On a day-to-day basis, I oversee our pro personnel department, so our pro scouting department. I do that on a day-to-day basis, oversee that, and cross-check and analyze pro players. I'm involved heavily and kind of the point person on a lot of contract negotiations that Dwayne Robertson deal, and with these upcoming college guys, I'll be the point person on those negotiations. And so those are the two things. And then I oversee some of our departments in the building. You know, we've got security equipment, so I oversee some of the departments in the building as well on a day-to-day basis. But my main responsibilities are contract negotiations and overseeing our pro personnel department on a day-to-day basis.
I know people looking at you probably thinking, man, he's a young guy to be doing all this
yeah.
stuff. Is your youth an asset or
you know,
how you look at it?
I've never really thought of it that way. When I graduated from college in 3 years, went straight to law school. So when I got done with law school, I was practicing law at 24. And I got that from a lot of federal and state judges. How old are you? And but it's something I've never really thought much about. I think that there are benefits to having a lot of experience, and there's benefits to being young and having outside the box thoughts. And so I've never really thought about my age much in practicing law or doing this. I was probably one of the younger scouts on the road. I was probably one of the younger guys that were practicing law, and I was involved with the Enron case, and was probably the youngest attorney that was involved with that. And so I've never really looked at my age as a negative. I grew up in a locker room. I've been around football my entire life. I played in college. So experience-wise, being around locker rooms and being around coaches, it's just something I'm used to. And so certainly I think what you got to do is, once you show people that you know what you're talking about, you can bring some different ideas to the table, and you bring an expertise that are beyond your years, people will listen to you. And so it's more about what you say and the work you produce than the gray hairs on your head sometimes. But certainly I know that I'm probably one of the younger guys in the business. I don't know if there's a general manager, an assistant general manager that's younger than I am. But there have been some successful guys that are young. You know, the general manager for the Red Sox was a young guy when he got started. Lane Kiffin, who I think does a heck of a job there in Oakland. His dad is a coach, but he's a young guy who is running a team. And so I think it can be done. Coach Shanahan was young when he got his first shot with Oakland. And so you just have to be confident in what you're doing and be very thorough, just like you would if you're 29, 39, or 49. And so that's what I try to do.
What'd your wife say? Maybe when you said, honey, your career's been great, but you want to be a scout.
That was a very hard decision. There were a lot of sleepless nights. I didn't know if I wanted to do it or not. We had our doubts because I had done well in law school, and we really enjoyed practicing law. And so it was a very hard decision. And I felt like if I was going to take a step back to take a step forward, that was the time to do it. And that's kind of how I looked at it. I felt like I already had a base if I ever got in the front office and negotiating contracts and looking at things through a legal perspective. But I needed to build a base in personnel. And so I felt like being on the road and scouting would give me that base in personnel that I needed. And so that's kind of how I looked at it, was if I wanted to move forward in the NFL, I needed to take a step back and build my base of personnel. And I think it's been an asset to me now in evaluating players.
Now or never?
Yeah, I mean, I was 27, didn't have a kid, and had been practicing law for 3 years. And I just felt like that was the time. I didn't want to do it at 37 when I was a partner in a firm and I was used to that lifestyle. And you couldn't take that step back. And so that was the time in my life that we just felt like if it was going to be then. And so we jumped.